Today's program is brought to you by Firesider, a health tonic based on the traditional New England cure-all of raw apple cider vinegar and honey. For more information, visit firesider.com.
I'm Damon Bolte, host of The Speakeasy. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Animal Instinct is produced by Heritage Radio Network, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station devoted to all things food. Help keep HRN alive by becoming a member today. Go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the beating heart to donate. Do it now. Greetings and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher. I'm also known as the Food Healer. Welcome to the show. I'm very excited. We got a great topic today. I've got Dana Humphrey, who's also known as the Pet Lady, in the studio with me today. Yay!
Yay!
So excited you're here. I've had so many phone interviews this year. That's been great to see you. We're going to talk about CBDs. So if you don't know about it, they're pretty amazing things. So we're just going to dive right in and get started with this baby. Dana, thank you so much for trudging out in this like hellacious storm that we're having right now.
Anytime.
Really appreciate it. We've got some dramatic lightning in the background here for you. So how are you doing today?
Excellent.
Yay. I'm so glad you're here. It's so nice to have a body in the studio. I'm just like, yay. So we're going to talk about CBDs, and CBDs are a pretty big deal right now going around this country. So let's just get started. First question, what are CBDs?
Well, CBDs are basically cannabis oils, and so it comes from cannabis, but it's not the type that's going to get you stoned. Mm-hmm. It's the kind it's going to keep the pain away, and it's a phytocannabinoid which comes from hemp, and the U.S. Department of Health actually claims that cannabinoids have found to have antioxidant properties.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I mean, for anyone listening, cannabis is toxic to dogs and to most house pets. So this is not, we're not talking cannabis here. We're talking hemp. Okay. So like your pet's not going to get stoned from this product. And this is a product that humans can use as well. But, you know, we are not talking about going out and getting like a dime bag for your dog right now.
No, it's a special hemp extract. So, you know, there's none of that. None of the fun stuff in it. Is there. It's just the therapeutic part.
And it's really, really effective. And so I know from my own experience, my own research regarding cannabinoids, that they're really, really good for inflammation.
Yeah, exactly.
So like arthritic animals, epileptic animals, it works really well with. What have you seen it work with?
It can be anxiety or pain.
Nice.
I have a friend of mine has a dog who has a small tumor on his paw that's very much bothers him. And he recently has changed his behavior a little bit. So, you know, he's a very friendly dog. But when people come, new people come near him, he's been growling at them, which is not normally how he is. And that's a signal, that's a bit of a signal that he's in some pain. He's suffering a bit. And so, so I've been putting some CBD gel on his ears, you know, kind of rubbing it in, because it's a, your ears have a lot of pores in them. So it's a surface that absorbs it a lot.
Nice.
And, you know, it's not going to make the tumor go away, but it helps him with his pain management.
And that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all about it. I don't, painkillers, I mean, with humans, it's not as big a deal in the animal world, because if an animal gets addicted to
something,
they
don't know how to open the bottle.
Exactly. Exactly. They can't go on the street and be like, I got $20. What are you going to give me? And I mean, that's a really important thing. So it's like, you know, with humans, in terms of like addiction to opiates and painkillers and stuff like that, a lot of the painkillers for animals, a lot of them aren't opiates, and also a lot of them are very short term. So it's, and a lot of them are really toxic. So this is a really, really nice way to like take care of that and ease some pain without having 600,000 side effects.
Absolutely. And also, I mean, anxiety can come in a lot of ways. Maybe you're going to take a road trip and your dog's scared of the car, or a stormy, crazy day like today.
Yeah.
They might be scared of the lightning, or around the holidays if there's fireworks going on. So it could be something that's a condition that you notice all the time, or it could be something that just happens sometimes. And
nice.
So it's good to know some options that you can try.
That's really cool. And then how are they administered?
Well, I have two options. One is a treat, so it's nice. Super easy.
Nice.
Barkworthy's makes an awesome treat that is pumpkin, and it has the phytocannabinoids in it.
Beautiful.
You just give them a treat.
That's so easy. My God, I love it.
And the pumpkin itself is also anti-inflammatory.
Totally.
And so it's just one little treat. I mean, it's like a biscuit, and so if you have a small dog, you would give them, you know, one or maybe half of one. It gives you directions on how many. And if you have a really big dog, you know, 180-pound dog, you might give them two.
Right.
But, again, there's not going to be any crazy side effects. It's just going to, like, within about half an hour, it's going to slowly kind of work on their pain points. It's going to find the pain in their body and work on that area and, you know, help them not suffer.
So cool. It's so cool. I was experimenting with cannabinoids because I work in animal and human nutrition as well. And so I had a client with cancer who was in a lot of pain, and we got hemp cannabinoids for them. And it was really, really interesting to see how it works because it's subtle. I mean, it's definitely not like, oh my God, I'm pain free. But it really, really reduces it. And what they found, too, is they were on a whole drug cocktail, and it really helped it as well. So that was, I mean, there's just so much going on in that product that we just don't know about. And mm-hmm. the effectiveness is just, I'm just amazed at how great it's going.
Absolutely. There's also a gel pen. The Green Pet Shop makes this gel pen.
Cool.
And it kind of works like a pen. You just kind of like push the top and squeeze it out pump. And you just take a little bit, and again, you just kind of rub it into their ears. Mm-hmm. You can rub it onto the area if there's a specific area you mm-hmm. think that they have that they're having pain. But the pen has about 50 pumps in it, and it has 1 milligram of purified CBD. So
nice.
It's super concentrated,
nice.
And it's a unique dispenser. And most CBD actually comes from overseas.
Okay.
What's cool about this one in particular is it's actually coming from Colorado.
Great.
So it's local. It's a special, you know, special flower that is Colorado grown.
Nice.
And it's 100% organic and natural, which is a rare kind of industrial cannabis plant. So that's cool that it's organic. And again, you want to have a transdermal application. So mm-hmm. again, that's why we go for the ears. And most of the time your dog or your cat is not going to mind too much if you're rubbing into their ear a little bit. You know, you just kind of go into the surface of their ear and rub one dose or one pump mm-hmm. Right in there.
That's great. Because it's definitely like, I have cats that like, if you touch their paws, you're going down. You know? It's like, okay, so we got the ear. We don't have the belly because, you know, belly of death. But at least there are different areas that you can apply it to, which is wonderful.
Yeah. You want that venous skin, and then their body will absorb it 100% and fairly quickly.
Nice. And so can you use it daily?
I mean, there's only about 14 treats in this bag.
Okay.
But yeah, you could use it every day. Absolutely. I mean, if you think your pet has some kind of chronic pain condition, yeah, you could use it every day. It's not going to, there's not going to be any side effects. There's not going to be any long-term side effects. But if it's something, you know, anxiety driven, you might want to use it, you know, around the time of the anxiety, and also see what you can do preventatively too, to prevent the anxiety, you know, get them used to, you know, if they have car anxiety, maybe you want to get a new carrier and make it really a fun experience for mm-hmm. them that's not involving the car.
Yeah.
You know, have it be a fun way to go into the backyard
mm-hmm.
or have it be a new toy is in the bag that's in the house that's just sitting there for a while so they get used to it. So there's other things that you can do in addition.
Yeah, and that's a really good point because it's like whenever you're administering anything, especially like holistic meds, I mean, you got to take a look at the whole picture. You know, you've really got to be aware of what's going on. You can't just be like, oh, this is going to be a miracle and it's going to solve everything. I mean, if it does, dude, you're going to be a billionaire. But like, you know, you've just got to keep everything to account and just kind of be conscious of it. And I'm assuming, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm assuming because there's no THC, it's not addictive.
There's no THC. It's not addictive. It's supernatural and
it's crazy,
and,
you know,
just helps out.
It's crazy. And so we've talked about the fact that there's no cannabis in here, so therefore it's not toxic to dogs. Do you know if they're using this on other animals as well?
Right now, I know that dogs and cats are it's a trend. A lot of CBD is coming out in different dog and cat treats and foods. I'm not sure about other species yet.
I'm interested in that to see just like, and I haven't found any studies. I've been looking actually, and I think it's just too early of like university studies on like, you know, a whole spread of animals. And I've heard, and like I said, I don't know if this is fact, where it's like mammals were good.
Yeah.
Like, mammals are cool. They can do it. You know, birds, I'm a little concerned because they're so sensitive and like, I mean, rodents are mammals, so that's okay. And
right.
It's like fish is kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was playing with my friend's snakes yesterday, and he said one of them wasn't feeling well because of the way that he was shedding. Mm. So, I'm not sure if that would be something that we could kind of, you know, rub on the snake. I would definitely want to talk to an exotic vet first.
Oh, my God, I totally would have done it. I totally would have done it. I'm like, I got this great thing. Oh, no, what's wrong with your snake? That's my problem. When I find new products that are really excited, it's like, I'm going to put it on everything. Yay. And so have you found that CBDs are more effective for certain things?
Again, it's pain, it's anxiety, stress. And because it's non-psychoactive hemp, it's going to have a lot of benefits for them without any intoxicating effects. You know, every animal is different. Not every animal is going to necessarily, you know, respond to it either.
Good point.
You know, so it's something to try. It's an option. It's a tool in the toolkit, you know, to help them manage that. But it might not be for everyone.
And that's a damn good point. I mean, you know, there is no panacea for everybody. So, you know, this could work beautifully on your dog. It might not work great on your neighbor's dog or your neighbor's cat. Mm-hmm. And so, but it's another option. And that's something that the veterinary world, we don't have a lot of those that are holistic, that are really, really effective. We're getting there, you know? So this is, for me, I mean, I've been in animal nutrition since I was 18. So for me, this is like, oh my God! I mean, this is like headline news, you know? It's like super exciting. Because they're finally like being logical and thinking up things that how could this help animals, and you know, how can we make it not toxic and not just be like, you know, sponsored by Bayer and everything
is
just drugs,
exactly.
You know,
and the good news is it's impossible to overdose.
Awesome.
So, you know, you put 2 squirts by accident, 3 squirts, whatever, it's going to be fine.
That's
huge.
They're
just going to feel a little better.
That's huge. And it's like, I mean, even with dog or cat, when I worked in the vet's office, I mean, even so much as like, oh my God, like a tiny amount of cannabis will really mess up your pets. And so, you know, if you're hearing this and, you know, you have cannabis in your home or one of your pets winds up ingesting some of your friend's pets, please take them to the hospital immediately. Mm-hmm. It can cause some really, really serious liver damage. Your pet may be fine. However, it's an OD is a really scary thing to see.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep in mind we're discussing hemp here. We are not discussing cannabis.
Yeah.
That being said, we have to take a quick break. I am talking to Dana Humphrey, all about CBDs for animals. We'll be back in about a minute and a half. All you superficial rappers will cease to
exist if I come into a party hitting raps like this. Today's program was brought to you by Fire Cider. Did your grandmother ever tell you to drink raw apple cider vinegar? It's good advice and more common than you may think. For generations of New Englanders, a tot of vinegar was a morning ritual. Taken daily, a tablespoon of unfiltered apple cider vinegar can help support immune function and digestive functions. To the base of certified organic apple cider vinegar, Firesider added whole, raw, certified organic oranges, lemons, onions, ginger, horseradish, habanero pepper, garlic, and turmeric. They let this mixture steep for 6 weeks at room temperature to preserve the living vinegar culture and delicate flavors of the ingredients. Lastly, they blend a generous helping of raw wildflower honey into the mix. The result is potent but balanced, offering layers of sweet, tart, and spice. Fire Cider tastes great on its own or as an addition to tea, juice, or salad. Fire Cider ships direct from their online store and is available at over 500 locations nationwide. Use their store locator to find one near you and ask for a free sample. For more information, visit firesider.com.
And we are back, and you are hearing our awesome thunderstorm right now at Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn. It's pretty crazy out there. I'm talking to Dana Humphrey, and we're talking all about CBDs for animals. Dana, you have a long history of working with animals and being with animals. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I'd love to.
Yes, do, please.
So I'm originally from California, and grew up with a pug named Winston, and went to San Diego State University and graduated, and started working at Muttropolis.
Awesome.
And it's a pet boutique, and I was helped doing all their marketing. And at the time, my parents were moving to Thailand, and so the family pug Winston moved in with me.
Oh.
And he was a senior fella, and he was going blind a little bit, and so he got to come to work with me every day, and it was fantastic.
Nice.
He got to, we lived in a small town called Solana Beach in Southern California, and there was a dog beach and a dog park.
Oh,
and
cool.
Every restaurant and cafe in the town was dog friendly and had its own dog menu. So
wow,
Winston had a good senior year.
Seriously,
and actually, you know, I wish I would have known his CBDs at that time. You know, yeah. I would have. He had some cataracts, and he had cancer, and I know that had a little bit of pain going on, and I would have loved to have given him some CBDs, but I wasn't aware of it at that time.
Yeah,
you know, this was about 10 years ago. But through Muttropolis, that's really what got me into the pet industry. I've always been passionate about animals.
Nice.
I've always loved animals, really been an animal advocate. I used to have a big passion for great white sharks and do a lot of work to help them to prevent them from become vulnerable to extinction.
Cool.
But moved into the dog and cat world, and since then, I've moved to New York and started my own company. And
nice.
I've been working with pet product manufacturers for the past about 8 years.
That's awesome.
And I also recently have positioned myself as the pet lady. And so I travel around the country. I go
Good
to a lot
you.
Of shows.
Good for you.
Go to a lot of trade shows and talk to bloggers and meet with all kinds of pet experts, from groomers and veterinarians and psychics and you name it.
Totally.
Anyone who does anything with pets, like, I want to talk to them, and I've been able to learn a lot from them.
Cool.
And I plan to continue working with pets. I plan pet fashion shows.
We've had shows about that. That's a whole other thing, man. It's amazing. I mean, it's Ada DeVez has been on the show 3 times.
Oh, Ada's my
love
buddy.
Ada's
my buddy.
She's amazing.
Actually, I'm a professor at FIT, the Fashion Institute of Technology, in the pet product marketing and design department. And I teach 2 classes. I teach Who's Who in the Pet Industry and Intro to Pet Product Branding. And Ada Nieves was our first graduate of the program, and so she comes into my Who's Who class all the time and shares her knowledge of the pet industry and the pet fashion world with my students, and we
That's
absolutely
awesome.
Love Miss Ada.
She's amazing.
The Chihuahua lady.
God, she's so fun. She's so fun, and she's so funny, and she knows. My God, if you have a New York dog in New York, like a little one, you know Ada.
she runs the Chihuahua meetup group, which has over 2,000 Chihuahua members and 2 chickens.
Oh,
but
my God. Lady Gaga was at, where was she? She was at the Mermaid Parade this year, I think she made an appearance.
I was also at the Mermaid Parade.
I was too. It was super fun. So let's get back to CBDs for a minute. Actually, do you have any idea how long they've been around? Because I've only known about them for about 4 years.
It's definitely a newer trend going on. And I think, you know, as more states are legalizing cannabis for human consumption, I think CBDs are becoming more popular and more aware for people to maybe give to their pets. But yeah, it's definitely a newer thing. And just this year, I mean, is when there's been more of a rush for pet product manufacturers to include CBD in their products.
I'll bet. I mean, I haven't been to the shows in a year or two, but I mean, I haven't seen the treats. All the CBDs that I've seen that anyone's even thought about using on animals have been human based. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that they're flavored, you know, so like vanilla, peppermint, this kind of thing. And it's like, they're not palatable.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I've tried them and it's like the peppermint's okay, but they're really not that palatable. And then trying to give something like that to an animal is just going to be a nightmare. I like the methods that you have where it's just dermal, so you don't even have to like fight them and get it in their mouth, because that's a whole other party in itself, you know?
And these treats, I mean, it says right on here on the bag, you know, this is a pet chew, not intended for human consumption. And I had a friend who saw, I was like, oh, I saw you're talking about CBDs, like, I want to eat one, can I have one? I'm like, no, it's not, you know, it's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's, it's not intended for you, it's not going to get you high, it's not, you're not going to have a, you know, your own little trip. It's really for your dog to eat and like have an anti-inflammatory experience.
People are so funny with that kind of thing. It's just like, wait a minute, what is it? It's like you'd knock yourself out. I mean, we used to go to trade shows when they first were doing human grade products mm-hmm. and treats and food, and we'd eat them and flip them out. I mean, back then it was like, oh, this woman's crazy. And half the time it was because we were freaking starving because the food's terrible at trade shows. And like we went to Primal and ate like, oh my God, like two bags of chicken nibs. Those things are amazing, actually.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, some dog treats have better ingredients than a lot of stuff you'll find in the grocery store.
Seriously.
I mean, when I'm at the trade shows, I eat dog treats all day long. I mean, people think I'm crazy, but you look at the bag and it's like vanilla and chia
totally.
Seeds.
Like, totally. Okay. It's like, I'll do that.
Like peanut flour. Like, all right, cool.
It was fun back in the day because they really would be like, oh God, it's one of those crazy people. And now they're like, hand out the bowls, you know, it's like no more fun anymore to do it. But it still works.
And back at Metropolis, we used to eat the Mutt Munchers. They had a cheesy one. It was freaking delicious. We'd eat Mutt Munchers at the office all day.
Yeah, at the vet's office, we'd go through Honest Kitchen samples of the treats, the little tiny bones. There's an apple one, I think, that was like outrageous. It's ridiculous. So do you know, like, for someone who's listening that might be interested in getting CBDs, is there anything that they need to know about this? Or, like, are most of the stuff that you can get in the U.S. just pretty clean and available?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Green Pet Shop, you can just go to their website, thegreenpetshop.com.
Cool.
And they have it labeled right on there, CBD section.
Oh, hell.
You know,
okay,
and
perfect.
So it's pretty easy to find, and they have this gel pen. So it's and they're also cost effective. I mean, they're both under $20 to try out. You know, it's definitely worth an experiment. And honestly, you know, you always want to talk to your vet, but with this, you know, it's not a drug. It's not a medicine. It's not something that you necessarily, unless they have a lot of conditions going on, you know, it's not something necessarily that, you know, it's going to contradict or conflict with anything.
Yeah, it shouldn't. I mean, you should be okay with that. There shouldn't be any allergic reactions at all, unless it's the base that it's in, you know what I mean?
But sure. And all the ingredients are clearly labeled and there's not a lot of stuff in here.
Nice.
You know, it's hemp oil and water.
Perfect.
And a natural fragrance.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
I hate when they start with the colors and the flavors and all. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know? And I love the fact that these treats that you got were made in Virginia.
Yeah, they are. The Barkworthy's are made in Virginia, and you can also get them at Barkworthy's.com. And Barkworthy's is available nationwide. They're
cool.
In a lot of stores, a lot of pet boutiques. And I can pronounce all the ingredients on
That's
this, too.
Huge.
I mean, there are quite more ingredients, but they're actually things that help, like turmeric.
Beautiful.
You know, and cinnamon.
Beautiful.
And things that actually, you know, are known to combine with the CBD, help
totally.
With the inflammation and help reduce that.
Oh my God, this makes me so happy because I've spent so many years like trying to help people, you know, through nutrition and through alternative stuff. And it's like now they're actually using these products. They're more concerned about like actually helping than just making a buck.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do have to say that, you know, there are certain huge corporations that if they get on this bandwagon, I would still go for the mom and pop stores.
Well, and I would in the next couple of months, it's happening. I just got my new issue of Pet Product News International this morning, and there was a big article about how CBDs are on the rise. And it's so as soon as big companies hear that, they do it.
Yeah.
And so, I think, you know, these kind of early adopters that, you know, are making sure that it's U.S. made, you know, CBD and really taking care in how they're creating the gel and the treats, you know, I would stick to them.
I agree.
And there are a few other companies right now who are making the treats, you know, and again, they're smaller companies or mom and pops, and you can check them out, too.
And that's, I think, even this because of this industry, and it's so cottage and it's so new. A lot of these people, like these mom and pops, man, they know this stuff. They've been, you know, researching these products for quite a very long time now. Maybe not necessarily hemp, but these are people that really know this. They're going to know it way over some corporate guy in an office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and they also, because they are the little guys, they're going to do the best product that they can afford to do because they got to make it worth buying. I love the fact that they're under $20.
Yeah.
I really was expecting that pen to be like, oh, I don't know, $38, $40. I was like, oh, shit, here we go, you know? But I love that they're reasonable.
Yeah, and it's something affordable. And, I mean, it has 50 pumps, so it's going to last. Even if use it every single day, it's going to last you like a month and a half.
That's fantastic. And, I mean, the one thing about asking your vet, and this is going to piss some people off, but I'm sorry. If you're going to a vet who's not holistic mm-hmm. or is just very, very old school or very, very closed-minded, they may not be pro this because unless they're selling it in their office, they're going to make their God, I'm really going to get into trouble for this. Their profit margin's going to get reduced if they're not selling this product. And some vets don't want you using anything unless you can get it from them. So, you know, keep there. I'm sure there may be some good reasons not to use this product. But if you're hearing like, oh, that's, you know, balderdash or that kind of stuff, and you're interested in it, do some research and check it out. Because it really could be something that can make a huge difference in your pet's life, especially if they're epileptic or have a lot of pain. It's miraculous what it can do.
Yeah. Definitely for epileptic dogs. I mean, if your dog's having seizures and you've tried everything, I mean, this is definitely something that's easy and cost effective that you can try.
Yeah.
And again, it's, yeah.
And on people, it works. It's insane. On children, there's a couple studies. This one kid was having something like, oh my God, it's like 50 to 100 seizures a day. And they got him on CBDs. They have like 2 seizures a day now. So it's, if it works for you, this is something that can actually truly be miraculous.
With kids, how do they take it?
They do eyedroppers. Okay. It's like an edible one, and so they do eyedroppers of it. But this is smarter.
Well, that's another super absorbent surface.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But with a pet, it's a little bit harder to do eyedrops.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, yeah. My God. I mean, that's always a good time. Well, sadly, we are running out of time. I've really, really enjoyed this. I've learned a lot. This has been great. So let's see. So basically what the story is with these guys is they're not toxic. It's not marijuana, so you're not going to get high. Your pets aren't going to get high. Works for a lot of things, everything from inflammation to anxiety. They're legal. Don't have to go on the corner and find the guy with the leather jacket. You're good. You can find him online.
Or in a pet store. I mean, probably your local pet store has, you know, bark-worthy CBD treats on the shelf.
Do you know if the big pet stores have them, or is it just mostly the moms and pops?
I know that a lot of pet boutiques in Manhattan have them right
now.
I'm not sure about the big boxes right yet. Probably coming soon.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Yeah, so go to the small stores. If you're in New York, go see our friends at Whiskers on 9th Street and 2nd Avenue.
They're the best.
I mean, if you're not in New York and you have questions, contact Phil and Joe, because honestly, they're the best. They've been doing it longer than anybody in the U.S. They know what they're talking about. And if Phil told me to stick a fork in my dog's nose, I would do it. There'd be a damn good reason for it, and it would probably help, you know?
Pussies are vegan and gluten-free.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. God, I love it. So good. Yay. So, Dana, if anybody would like to contact you, is there any way that we can find you through, like, Twitter and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can check out thepetlady.net, or you can find me on Twitter at Dana K. Humphrey or Pet Lady World.
Yay.
Or on Instagram or Facebook.
Oh, you're a busy girl. That's awesome. So, again, Dana, thank you so much for coming. I really, really enjoyed this. Thank you guys for listening. Always, always appreciate you guys. If you have any ideas for shows or anything you'd like to hear here, please reach out on Facebook on the Animal Instinct page, or you can tweet me at foodhealer.com. That being said, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another show. Until then, take care.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.